It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. Today is the birthday of 19th century English writer and artist William Blake, who is regarded as a pivotal figure of the Romantic Age. His writings have influenced countless other writers and artists throughout the ages, and he has been deemed both a major poet and an original thinker. A visionary who actually had visions of another realm, Blake once said, "I am under the direction of messengers from heaven daily and nightly." Born in 1757 in London, Blake began writing at an early age and claimed to have had his first vision, a tree full of angels, at age 10. He studied engraving and grew to love Gothic art, which he incorporated into his own unique works. He briefly attended school, being mostly educated at home by his mother. The Bible had an early and profound influence on Blake, and it would remain a lifetime source of inspiration, coloring his life and works with intense spirituality. His artistic ability became evident in his youth, and by age 10 he was enrolled at Henry Parr's drawing school, where he sketched the human figure by copying from plaster casts of ancient statues. At age 14 he was apprenticed to an engraver and was sent to Westminster Abbey to make drawings of tombs and monuments, and this is where his lifelong love of Gothic art began. Also around this time, he began collecting prints of artists who had fallen out of vogue at the time, including Raphael and Michelangelo. He also rejected 18th century literary trends, preferring the Elizabethans, especially Shakespeare, Jonson, and Spenser, as well as the ancient ballad tradition. One of the most traumatic events of William Blake's life occurred in 1787, when his much-loved brother Robert died from tuberculosis at age 24. At the moment of Robert's death, Blake claimed that he saw Robert's spirit joyously ascend through the ceiling. The moment greatly influenced his later poetry. The following year, Robert appeared to Blake in a vision and presented him with a new method of printing his works, which Blake called illuminated printing. Once incorporated, this method allowed him to control every aspect of the production of his art. Already an established engraver, Blake soon began receiving commissions to paint watercolors, and he painted scenes from the works of Milton, Dante, Shakespeare, and the Bible. In 1804, he began to write and illustrate Jerusalem, his most ambitious work to date. He also began showing more work at exhibitions, including Chaucer's Canterbury Pilgrims and Satan Calling Up His Legions. But these works were met with silence, and the one published review was absurdly negative. The reviewer called the exhibit a display of nonsense, an unintelligible, egregious vanity, and referred to Blake as an unfortunate lunatic. Blake was distressed by the review and lack of attention to his works, and subsequently he withdrew more and more from any attempt at success. He also sank deeper into poverty, obscurity, and paranoia. In the final years of his life, William Blake suffered from recurring bouts of an undiagnosed disease that he called that sickness to which there is no name. He died on August 12, 1827. In death, as in life, Blake received only faint praise, and obituaries tended to underscore his personal idiosyncrasies at the expense of his artistic accomplishments. Unappreciated in life, William Blake has since become a giant in literary and artistic circles, and his visionary approach has inspired a vast array of later artists and writers. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 28th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.